Since March 2020, Vermont Fish and Wildlife game warden Abby Serra has helped run venison for Vermonters. When animals, largely deer, are killed on the road or illegally hunted, Serra and others butcher and process them. The meat is donated to people who are food insecure. The program has so far donated more than 3,000 pounds of meat to local food shelves across the state. Vermont Public's Morning News producer Nathaniel Wilson recently met up with Serra in Rutland County and arrived to find a gutted deer ready for processing. And a note, this story contains graphic descriptions of butchering.
Well, I'm a game warden, first off, and I'm a game warden in the Rutland area. And whenever I first started, I had a lot of roadkill deer. Typically, as wardens, we give those animals away whole to people that can process them. Not everybody can process these animals. There's only a few, you know, certain people that have the means to do that or a place to put that animal. And so I wanted to basically be able to give this meat to people that maybe didn't have that skill set. So I started processing some of the animals myself and giving them to people. And when I say roadkill, a lot of people think of, like, you know, a smashed deer on the side of the road festering in the sun. That's not it at all. So we only get fresh animals, animals that are similar to what you would, you know, get if you were hunting and shot your own animal. Ones that we put down ourselves or that were very recently dead. But after I skin it, the first thing I'll do is just take off the front shoulders. And you just cut down right there like that. And you can just take that right off. So we'll do this other one here. And you can just cut right through. The second thing we'll do is take off the back straps. So just make a cut straight down the spine. Like that, all the way down to the neck. And then straight across. And you can see this animal was hit by the car right here. So there's a lot of blood and it's a broken piece of bone here. So whenever we have damage like that, once we go inside, I'll cut those pieces off. So you don't really want to ever have any blood in the meat. It won't, you know, cause any harm. It's just that it makes it more gamey tasting. And then the next thing I'll do is unhook one leg and let it hang. And then take this leg off the pelvis. Make a cut down through here, right to the socket, and then around. And then that leg will come right off the pelvis. We'll set that in there. And then we'll take the other leg off. So. We'll grab this up and we will go into the kitchen where we'll actually finish up. Okay, so this is where I do like the finish cutting. I really haven't cut anything yet. I mean, it looked like I was cutting out there, but I was literally just quartering the animal up. And you really gotta have, you know, some of the equipment, like you'll see I have a grinder and things like that. It doesn't really take a lot of equipment though. I mean, all I've used so far is a knife. Very small little knife, so. I have had people that I've, you know, called in wanting to help, but we only enlist the help of processors that have actual facilities. We're not gonna have people cutting up meat in their basements for the program, obviously. Even though we do appreciate everybody that wants to help. So I give to food shelves. I also sometimes will give private donations to people that I know need it. But typically, yeah, it's food shelves in the area or outside the area. Food shelves that need the meat and need some good quality protein for their clientele. Right now I'm just making 1 pound or approximately, because I don't have a scale, but 1 pound balls. And those are what I'll wrap. It's easier to wrap them whenever it's in a ball because it's kind of a loose... Hamburger's a loose meat. Very squishy. So what we have here, we have our shoulder roasts right here, these two, our shoulder roasts. We have sirloin tips here, which I left in roast form. You can also cut those into steaks if you want. And this is all steak meat here that's been staked, and then this is steak meat here that has not been staked. So we have, this is top and bottom round here, all this. And then this is our back strap here, which I cut into sections. So you can see that's pretty typical backstrap there. my job is a game warden. Like, I'm a game warden, and this is not my job, essentially. It's part of my job. I've made it part of my job, but my main goal is to enforce fish and wildlife regulations. So making time is difficult, for sure. You know, I have had people call me up before and be like, hey, you know, I'd like to try some venison. That's not really what the program's for. Although I do encourage people to get out there and hunt if they want to try venison. But it's the point of it is to feed people that actually, you know, are food insecure. My hope is that we can eventually create a nonprofit so that we can accept donations, so that we could actually hire processors. And that would allow the program to expand into other areas of the state where maybe we don't have processors that are willing to do it for free.
That was Game Warden Abby Serra with Vermont Fish and Wildlife, processing a deer for venison for Vermonters, a program for people needing food assistance. This story was produced by Vermont Public's Nathaniel Wilson.